The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this lovely, lovely planet of ours. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here. Today's show is going to be a fun one. It's called Enlightenment for Smarties.
And we know that everybody listening in is a smartie.
That's right. You had to be smart just to pick this show. So
really?
We figure this is a good episode for all of you intelligent people out there, because intelligence is a handicap when it comes to well-being.
Well, it's not so much well-being, but enlightenment for sure. But then again, well-being and enlightenment could almost be synonymous. So, yes, you're right.
Well, you just had to work yourself around.
I had to follow your track.
There we go. So before we get more into the heart of talking about enlightenment, now that we've established you're all smarties, let's talk about listening.
Yes, let's. Most of us really listen to what we already know. We listen through what we already know. We listen to see what's being said, if it fits in with what we already know. So if it sounds like something that we agree with, then we say, yes, I agree. And if it sounds like something we don't agree with, we say, no, that's not true.
Here's how it sounds. Ariel, or Shia, says, we all know the people who listen to the show are smarties. And you go, yeah, that's right, that's agreeing. Or you say, I'm not that smart, that's disagreeing. Either way, that commentary that adds for and against
isn't really listening. Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
Well, we do.
That's right. So, listening, true listening, is not listening either for or against anything. It's not to try to get what you want. True listening is to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. Now, here's the thing about true listening. What it will do for you is it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation, or enlightenment, if you will, takes place. See, most of us, and this is especially for you smarties, are off in the future, working on what isn't, or off in the past, working on what was, maybe wasn't, I don't know, depending on your quality of your memories. But you're not in the current moment of your life. Your mind is a machine that jumps from the past to the future. It's a survival machine, and it's built to keep you surviving. And so it worries about things that you can't do anything about in the current moment, rather than being in the current moment, and it projects events that will happen in the future from what's happened in the past. So when you're listening to that internal conversation about what's being said, you're not present. You're only present to the conversation you're listening to. You're out of sync with the speaker and your moment, really.
Guess what? It's going to happen during today's call. So first of all, don't worry about it. If you find yourself not listening, I say call because we're calling into the radio station, but
show.
For you, the radio show, because chances are you're either listening to this on your computer, you've downloaded it into your MP3 player. It will happen where you will jump away to think about different aspects of your life. Some things that we talk about today will trigger pictures from things you've experienced, or will generate your thoughts about your desires or your agendas. It's not a problem. It's going to happen. But the moment you notice, just bring your attention back to what either Shai is saying or I am saying or whoever we have calling in today on the show. Actually listen. Engage with your ears.
And listen as though that's the only thing you're doing, rather than listen whilst washing the dishes, driving, typing on your computer, emailing people, texting, you know. Rather than do that, actually devote the time of the show to hearing what's being said. It'll produce a remarkable effect on the quality of your life, if nothing else.
One of the biggest challenges is for smart people is that they can multitask. And multitask isn't really multitasking. It means that in a very short period of time, you can jump from one task to the next and then back to the first task or the third task or the tenth task. But the problem with it is you're actually not getting anything done completely and well. In general, they've discovered that people who multitask actually retain information less and less long than people who are really there doing one thing at a time. So for the sake of this show, why not give yourself a break and let yourself relax into yourself rather than trying to do 10 things at once?
Very good, Ariel. You know, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation.
Absolutely. Let's talk about them.
The first one is anything that you resist will persist. It will grow stronger and it will dominate your life. So if there's anything you disagree with, that's what you're stuck with. And if you look, you'll see that most of the things that your conversation in your head, your mind talks about are the things it doesn't like and wish were different and want to change or fix. So we promise you we won't try to change you or fix you on this show. Second principle is that you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. Your life is showing up exactly as it is in this moment of now. That was my finger snapping. And in this moment of now, and when it shows up like it does in that moment. And if you're standing in that moment, you're standing. And if you're sitting, you're sitting. So if you're listening to the show, you can only have those life circumstances that you have going on right now in your life, because that's what you have in this current moment.
Now, of course, you smart ones can project off alternate possibilities. So currently, right now, I am standing. And I could think about, well, I could be seated in a chair right now, but it's not possible because in this moment I am standing. So we're not talking about alternate fantasy, fictitious possibilities. This second principle or idea
is actually very practical.
It is. It deals with reality.
Right now, how things are in your life in this moment are immutable. You can't change them because the moment goes by like that. You see, it's very quick. Moment, moment, moment. And so in that moment of now, this moment of now, or maybe this moment of now, you can only be the way you are. That's the second principle. The third principle is anything that you see and allow to be as it is without trying to fix it or change it or resist it in any way completes itself in the instant that you see it.
Now, most of you don't simply see something, you add value for or against that which you see. So if you get a project completed on time, you'll think that's a good thing. If you get a project completed after the deadline and it's too late, you'll think it's a bad thing. You don't notice how you are operating, you add commentary for and against your actions.
This is a perfect segue. You see, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not psychological. We're not trying to change or fix anybody. Our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist notices, studies how cultures work. They observe the functionality of a culture, and that Functionality is what they see non-judgmentally. They don't say, oh, that's a bad trait or a good trait. They're not comparing it to their culture. Now, if you could allow yourself to see the way you operate non-judgmentally, like an anthropologist, then your life would radically get easier.
So for
the problem is, most of us, when we see what we're doing, we disagree with it, which keeps it in place, which is the first principle.
Or, for those of you who are a little more enlightened in your own mind, you disagree with it in a sophisticated manner. And how you do that is you look at it and you devise strategies to do it better in the future, which, by the way, is a form of resisting it. Because if you really see something, you don't have to devise strategies for how to do it differently. If you've really seen it,
it's over.
It's over. And you will step into an appropriate expression of yourself without having to decide how to do better in the future.
Well, if you're trying to prove that you're smart or not stupid, then anything new that comes in is sort of threatening because it challenges what you believe to be true or your belief structure. And so I guess if you really want to be enlightened, you have to relax a little bit. You have to take the pressure off to achieve or attain anything. See, achievement and attaining stuff is often the future. We're talking about slowing yourself down enough to get into this current moment of your life. And that isn't about going somewhere. It's about being where you already are. Problem is, most of us are so quick, our minds are so quick that we're rushing off to possible futures rather than being with our life as it's showing up in the current moment.
Enlightenment and science are very closely related. Shai and I once took a trip to Princeton to the engineering department to Pear Institute, which I believe somebody was telling me that I had forgotten what it stood for.
Princeton University is in New Jersey, and
it was the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research.
Right.
So they were researching things, and they often had children come in to see what was possible. And they asked them, if you want to be a scientist, what's the main thing you have to have? And the answer was the willingness to not know, to say, I don't know. And that's one of the definitions for enlightenment, to free up ignorance, false belief, and prejudice. And your beliefs and what your prejudices are things you know based in the past, not necessarily what's here right now. We'll talk more about enlightenment for smarties when we come back from the break. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Defining success in business can mean different things to different people. For some, it's the size of their bank account. For others, it's a beautiful home and great family life. Still, others define it as the size and relationships of their client base. Tune in every week to Business, Purpose, Profit, and You with host Dr. Gerald Jackson. This program will give you a more complete understanding of what makes your business experience successful. Listen every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Talking about enlightenment for smarties, I touched on the definition before the break, because if we're talking about enlightenment, it's always fun to know or have an idea what enlightenment is, if that's what we're looking at.
And one of the other definitions that was on the Wikipedia was that wisdom, the wisdom that enables clarity of perception. I like that. They also mentioned nirvana and bodhi.
And to awaken or know. And the common definition or the definition of Buddha is the one who has awakened. An awakening is about being here, to be here in the present rather than think about your life. It's actually being engaged and being here in your life. So we have a caller. Shall we take him?
Oh, please.
Christoph, where are you calling from? Hi.
And this is Christoph from Hamburg, Germany.
Hello, Christoph.
Hi, Christoph from Hamburg, Germany.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
How are you doing, man?
I'm really touched by the topic today because I'm a multitasker.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, I know the three principles of transformation, and I know it's not good, but it's like an addiction, sitting in the office and doing two, three, four things, try to do two or three or four things at one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I feel it's not good, but it's, I have to.
Well,
it really bothers me.
So here's the thing, Christoph. It's not bad.
Well, if you have to, then enjoy it.
Right. There's nothing wrong that you do multiple tasks. I mean, if that's the way you feel to function, do it. See, your resistance to it, thinking that it's a bad thing, keeps you doing it.
See, your mind is structured in change. Change is good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse, how you should be as opposed to how you are. And in transformation, it's more about getting interested in how you're doing things without judging what you say. So if you find yourself, in general, being a multitasker, and you find that you do four, five, six things, and you toggle back and forth, and you also see you have the idea it's not the most effective way to be, and you notice you're compelled to keep doing it, just keep noticing all those things without judging yourself for it.
Okay.
That's enough. That's all it takes.
Because what I seem to be hearing in your voice is that you're being awfully hard on yourself.
Yes, I am.
Now, Christoph, could you be in New Jersey right now?
No.
No, because you're in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Well, then if you're multitasking or you catch yourself doing more than one thing at a time, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just what the way you're being in that moment.
I can see this, but this, there's a, I'm cheating on myself doing that. And I can feel that's not the right way to deal with things, especially at work.
Well, if you're picking on yourself for doing that, then don't pick on yourself when you're picking on yourself, you know? Notice you're picking on yourself, and don't pick on yourself for picking on yourself.
Okay.
Okay? And you know the middle word in enlightenment?
At least the English version?
Light?
Light. Lighten. Lighten up. You can't seriously get enlightened. if you're seriously working to get enlightened, it's almost impossible. You know, there's a story. It's a story called the Matajura story. And Matajura was a guy in Japan, and he wanted to become a swordsman. So he went to Banzo, who was the greatest swordsman in Japan at that time. And he said, I want to be your student. I want to be a swordsman. How long will it take? And Banzo said, well, maybe 5 years. He said, well, my father's ill. I'm going to have to go home and take care of him eventually. If I work very hard and devote myself totally to doing this and really seriously work at it, how long will it take? And he says, well, maybe 15 years then. Okay? And so Banajura surrendered to Mozo, and he said that he would do his
study and became the greatest swordsman in all of Japan.
That's right. Uh-huh. But his wanting to do it seriously, you know, and
work hard day and night,
that is not the way to enlightenment. That's the way to hard work.
See, that's about change. That's about you saying, I'm not good enough right now, so I have to change things about me in order to be a better me so that someday I'll be happier or better or more productive or make less mistakes at work.
You really got me with the change mode. That's what I really was in.
Well, look, but my dear man, you live in a world full of people who are lost in the change mode. And so it's normal for them. It's normal for you. It's the way everybody sees life. So this whole idea of transformation is a radically different approach to living one's life, Christoph. It's not like normal. Most people, if you talk about transformation, can't even understand what you're talking about because it's outside the reality of change. And if you're living your, it's like a computer. If your computer is programmed with one computer language, say, give me a computer.
Perl.
And then something is written in another computer language.
Like C++.
There you go. Then the Perl computer cannot read the C++ language.
Yeah.
Well,
I can see that. And
the change reality does not compute the transformation reality. It tries to get transformation to be like what it already knows, which is change.
But here's the neat thing. Transformation includes change. It includes that your mind is structured to try and improve. It includes that you have preferences. It includes that you obviously want to grow and thrive at work and have things be great with your wife. It includes all those things, but it's not based in those things.
I really like that, what you're saying. And I now see at work there are lots of people I have to deal with, and they are really in this goal-achieving thing. And I absorb how they are acting.
Well, if you resist them, you become like them.
Yeah.
And it's also important that you don't now hold a transformational lifestyle as better than a change lifestyle, because you're going to set yourself up for problems at work, because it'll be a us against them. You'll set up an adversarial relationship rather than going in and noticing that when one person walks into your office or another person calls, you have certain reactions to how they relate to life or how you relate to them, and noticing it inside of yourself rather than
resisting it, because if you resist it, it starts to dominate your life and you become just like what you say you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that before.
Well, that's cool.
That's really cool.
How could you see it before you can see it?
I couldn't.
Right.
But, you know, I'll tell you something. That's one thing about this radio show that I love, and about our Monday Night Alives and our international calls and the weekends we do and the Excellence Club and the videos is that...
Don't forget Costa Rica.
And Costa Rica, of course, is that left to our own devices, most of us will start to get back in relationship with our minds, meaning we'll have conversations with ourselves. But you get two beings together, two beings can bypass the mind any time. So here we are, we're talking to you, and you're dropping into being yourself rather than being hard on yourself, which is a function that happens many times with you smarties. And it really helps to connect in with people, because connecting in with people, you're far less likely to think about you the way you think about you, and much more likely to borrow other people's experience of you.
See, what gets in your way is your intelligence, your knowledge, your preferences, your agendas, those things you want, and even those agendas that you forgot you even made up.
See, you're married now, but before you, and it may not be for you, it may not have been for you before you got married, but I know that there are lots of women out there, I'm speaking from my experience, and then that no matter how good your life is going, there's this vague dissatisfaction if you're not married yet, because you've been enculturated with the idea that married is better than not married. And so if you have not examined some of the things you've internalized, it's much more challenging just to be here, because you have an idea of what a better you would be.
Okay, yeah.
So that may not have been your hot spot, but I'm sure you've got some. We all have them.
Yeah, I can see that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You're very welcome.
Christoph, thank you for calling into the show today.
Yes, perfect.
Thank you. Great, thank you.
It's been lovely speaking with you.
With you, too.
Excellent. Now, we have to be going to a break
right
shortly
now.
Here. We'll be back with more enlightenment for smarties. So don't go away, you smarty. We'll be back. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're talking about enlightenment for smarties.
And we've already ascertained that those people that listen to our show are smart. So this show is
for you. Hey, just a reminder, our next Monday Night Alive is July 12th. And we are really looking forward to coming to Cambridge in July the 16th through the 18th. We are doing money, success, and happiness, wealth as a lifestyle. We'll be speaking at the London College of Spirituality at the end of the following week on the 23rd of July. You can find all about what's up and coming on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. So we have another caller.
Vin, are you there?
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Amsterdam in Holland.
Excellent.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, great talking to you.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the show, and what would you like to know about enlightenment, you smarty?
So, yeah, I have a question about the career development measures that are in place at my company.
Okay.
Yeah, it just seems to me that they're very focused on change. For example, every few months I'm asked in to fill in a self-assessment with my weaknesses and how I plan to work on them, and also where I'm going to be in 3 years, at 5 years, and 10 years.
Yes.
So my question is, can you give me any advice on I'll call it play that game without getting lost?
Yes.
Great.
We can. Do it because they want it.
Well, Shia just demonstrated it. Yes. Yes. Now, I'll tell you something. You can play it like a game wholeheartedly.
Yeah, you can look at what you think they want, what you want in your career, what they want in your career. But the game, then, is not to get lost in the future being the thing that's going to produce well-being and satisfaction. When you get those things, they usually, if not always, fall short of your expectations. So you've noticed that, yes?
Yes, I have.
Because you've succeeded in your work, and in those areas where you've achieved those successes, they don't have a commensurate sense of well-being that stays with you as a result of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So here's the thing. That they requested, look, we all live in a world that's based in a paradigm of change, not transformation. Now, Ariel and I have developed a technology, a way of being, a system, if you will, of relating to life that's transformationally based. But for the most part, you're going to, and you've attended our workshops, so you've been that's been made available to you. But for the most part, we live in a world that is based in change, where people think that you have to plan to make things happen, but that may not be the truth. You know, if you look, you've fallen into some of the best things in your life without planning for them.
Well, let's talk about these evaluations for a moment, because you're missing a couple of things. It's absolutely possible to answer these questions from a transformational modality, and I'll explain it in a minute. But first, I'd rather talk to you about your attitude about being asked to do these things. When you talk about at my work, and they ask me every 3 months, they aren't the enemy. You're far better off getting interested in how you do not like to be dominated by the big people who are, that's how it was as a kid. Now big people gets translated into boss or the administration at work. They're making requests. You know, you have an automatic, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's interesting because I've never seen that.
Right.
But you see it now, yes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now here's the transformational perspective to doing an evaluation like that, and I just really like the image I got while speaking to you. Think of yourself as a train, and you're on a train track. And if, okay. And right now, if you were to lift your head up and look out the window, you'll see where you are in the your ability to produce at your job. And you can look back at the track you were on the last 3 months. And let's assume that there are infinite number of tracks. And how you've been operating has put you on this path that you're on right now. So when they ask you your weaknesses, you've probably made choices that have led to more productive work and choices that have led to diminished possibilities. And take a look and see what those are. And part of how Shai and I work so well is we can sit in a course and look at a person and say, given the track they're currently on, 3 months from now, they'll lose their job. Or 3 months from now, given the track they're on, they'll probably get a promotion. Or 2 weeks from now, they're going to have a fight with their boss. Because you can see it coming, given the track their train is on.
Okay.
So if you take a look and tell the truth about the direction you're headed by your current way you're actually being, not what you think, but how you're being, you'll have your answers. You'll be able to brilliantly answer those things. And also you can use those questionnaires as a truing mechanism.
Yeah.
But I think, Vin, what Ariel is talking about that's more important than anything else is you're discovering how to be a yes to what your life requests of you.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, we've all mechanically, automatically said no to those requests that come our way. The problem being that frequently we say no to our own requests. So we don't give ourselves what we really want and need.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So learning to be a yes, rather than, and how you do that is to notice how automatic your no is.
Okay.
And then don't judge yourself when you see it.
Okay.
I have a feeling about you, and I don't know where this comes from, Vin. I mean, obviously we're talking to you and we know you, but this is my guess.
Okay.
My guess is that you have a bit of a harder time being managed by the men than the women. And here's what where I think you need to look for. If you do something and do it well, and one of your managers, and in particular male managers or colleagues, finds delight in what you've achieved, you'll turn your attention and you won't achieve that again. You won't give that with consistency. Once you get approval for something, you then will take it away because you feel pressured to reproduce it rather than being...
reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very true. That has happened.
Yeah, I can see it because I've seen it from time to time in your relationship with Shia. He's watched you blossom, and whenever he just spontaneously experiences and expresses delight for how you're going about your life, you disappear or you pull back or you take it away. It's almost as if somebody's, you work for a person's approval until you get it so that you can
then take yourself away.
Okay, that's very interesting.
And I'll tell you something, if you start to see how you do that,
then that mechanism will lose its power over your life.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's the exciting part of it, that it, what you'll discover are not bad things. What you'll discover is all good. But people are afraid that if they see something about themselves, it's bound to be bad.
Yeah.
And if you see something about yourself without judging it as good or bad, but you just see it, It completes itself. So life is an ongoing comic, you know, like comma. It's comic. You keep on repeating those behaviors until you see them so they no longer dominate your life. See, wisdom...
Which enables clarity of perception.
Right. That's what enlightenment is. And you're seeing it. When you become clear in your seeing, then those things that you discover dissolve. They complete themselves. So you no longer have to continue doing things that are not in your best interest, like your resistance to being managed.
And it'll free you from misery. But you're going to have to grow a tolerance for how great people find you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's not so easy, is it?
Yeah, no.
Well, actually, it's very simple, and it's not that easy because you've been raised in a culture of self-deprecation where people find fault with themselves and think they're not good enough and that they're not enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing, Vin, is there's only one of you in the 7 or so billion human beings on this planet. So you're pretty unique. Pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you try to fit yourself into the ongoing standards of the culture, and then you find fault with yourself because you're not blonde.
Okay.
Or you don't have...
Wow.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. That was just the blonde.
Blonde.
Threw me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, long, curly, blonde
hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Hey, thank you so much for calling into our show today.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Thank you, really.
A pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, pleasure for me as well.
Excellent. Yeah, everyone, we need to go to a break now, but we'll be back shortly. Come on back with us.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Wisdom of the Labyrinth is designed to encourage you to discover, renew, and improve your spiritual practice to sustain you during this time of planetary upheaval. Join Robin Bradley Hansel for an ongoing conversation that includes storytellers, authors, musicians, artists, and wisdom speakers from all walks of life. The Labyrinth offers guidance and strength as we put one foot in front of the other to meet the challenges and embrace the joys that life offers. The Wisdom of the Labyrinth, Thursdays at 10 a.m. West, 1 p.m. East on Seventh Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We were looking at one of the things that gets in the way for intelligent people, smart people, to experience well-being with consistency. And part of it is your knowledge, what you already know. It's your intelligence. But there's also this thing that happens where people focus down on what they would prefer. And then
what they want, you know, how they would rather life be showing up other than the way it is right now.
And then everything else is like a mosquito buzzing in your ear. You don't want that.
Well, there's also this intentional manipulation to get those things that you want to happen. Now, in one respect, that's very laudable. It's a good thing, you know, to be able to be that effective that you can produce what you want in your life. But for many of us, we do things to manipulate other people and the circumstances and mostly ourselves to try to get what we think we need to be satisfied. And what if you don't need those things that you think you do to be satisfied, that satisfaction is available right now, in this instant of now, and all it takes is getting here to this moment of now.
We have another caller on the line. Corrine, are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Tell people where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New York.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's nice to hear your voices, and this is, so far, it's been a great show and very appropriate.
Excellent. What makes it appropriate for you? What's your question?
Well, I heard that we were going to be doing this show, and I was looking forward to it, and then, like, my day just started rushing by, and all of a sudden, it was time to listen to the show. And my first reaction was like, you know, like, I can't explain it except, like, how do I deal with life just coming at me and coming at me and coming at me? And, you know, like, I plan to
be... This is great, Corrine. I really like what you're saying. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I'm not. See, you are constantly trying to slow life down. If you notice the way you expressed it, life is coming at you and coming at you and coming at you.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
And if you're a yes to it, whatever comes at you, you complete in the moment it comes to you, or you complete it to the degree of completion that you can possibly complete it to. It's not like there's this villain out there called life that's chasing you down.
That's good.
As you're talking, though, I got this image. Do you remember, Sean, when our friends from Connecticut used to come down and when they were thinking?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. I even know what you're going to talk about.
Right.
When they were talking about how, this fellow would talk about how when he would drive down the West Side Highway coming into New York, how cars would appear out of nowhere and pass him on both sides.
And it would frighten him or startle him. And when you talk about life coming at you, I got that image. And part of that is he, at the time, would get lost in thought. And then when he's thinking, life is still moving at a normal pace.
But he slows down.
He's out of sync.
His foot comes off the gas. He doesn't realize it.
Or he's not enough present to see in his side view, in his rear view, that things are coming up to overtake him. And did a bird just land?
Hummingbird came right up against the window just then.
The hummingbirds are really getting fun now. We've hung up feeders, and they come and they look at themselves in the windows to see if they are
other hummingbirds, because they're very territorial, you know, and they chase each other away. So this one was looking at itself in our picture window.
That's great. I didn't know they had hummingbirds in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of hummingbirds. If you hang up the right feeders or have the right flowers for them to feed on.
Cool.
Anyway, back to you.
But you know, it's perfect. Life comes, and if you say no to it, you get a backlog of birds in the window.
Yeah, yeah.
You get slow because you say, oh, no, not that, that. That's not on purpose. That's not on track. And you spend all this energy saying no to things that you slow down to.
You know, it's kind of like we were talking with Vin. Mm-hmm. It's about being a yes to your life as it's showing up rather than try to manage it. You can't manage life. I know there are things like time and project management courses that people take. And, you know, they have their to-do lists and books of A, B, and C priority items, etc. But you can't really manage time. Time just happens. And, you know, if you're here for it, you do very well. If you're trying to get somewhere, then everything that life presents you is an intrusion and an interruption.
This is really true.
And I think that's how you've been looking at things, Corrine, like that if I can only get this out of the way, then things will be better.
Yeah, or yes, and also, you know, like I know there are certain things that need to happen during the day, and if other things happen instead, I'm left with, you know, not a good feeling or working till really, really late at night to getting it all done.
Well, I'll tell you something. When other things happen instead, you complain to yourself that the other thing has happened, and no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So when Corrine is lost in her complaints about other things happening, she stops working.
You're probably right on target.
Oh, he's more than probably right, because you can hear it when you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That complaint makes you slow, it makes you tired, it drags you down.
And you get to be right about how this... And look, here's the thing, Corrine.
Yeah.
If you see this, it's going to free you up a great deal. But you get to be right. You make yourself right. You prove yourself right that shouldn't have happened, and you prove it yourself right by not accomplishing what needs to get done, and then you can blame it on the intrusion. I'm smiling right now.
Here's the other thing, Corrine.
Yeah.
If you
do you see that?
You know what? I didn't see it, but I'm going to keep my... I'm going to...
What do you mean?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
As a business owner, you need to plan for intrusions. Recently, Shai and I were planning for a trip, and we had lots of different details to handle, lots of different things, details. And the week before the trip, I saw that our schedule was really quite open. So it was like, oh, I could relax because I'll get everything done. And then I realized that always before trips, there seems to be a glut.
There's like life compresses.
All
right.
Sorts of unexpected things that will fill in. So when I have my day fully scheduled, I can expect 4 or 5 or 6 or however many other things to come in that I didn't expect to compress that schedule even farther. If I haven't energetically planned for it, when it happens, I'm like, no. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. Today was supposed to be smooth. And I'll tell you, lots of times when you're dealing with the unexpected things, you keep bouncing to, no, I wanted to be doing Project A, and now I'm diverted to Project B. And that internal conversation, and this is part of enlightenment for smarties, you have a well-developed internal conversation, and you converse with yourself about how you don't want it to be this way.
Yeah, what you're saying is very accurate, and Shia was right on target, too. You're right.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
I'm accurate, and Shia was, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, because originally when Shia said it, I was like, I don't know.
There's a note to it.
I know, I was teasing you, Matt. I was just teasing you, Corrine.
Just messing with you, Corrine.
You certainly are. Yeah, no, that's really, really so cool. I like it, because... my first reaction is, no, that's not me, and that's another no.
Well, yeah, I would get interested in all the ways you say no.
Yeah.
And there are lots of them.
Yeah, no, I see.
I see.
Oh, see, it happens without me. Yeah, exactly.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It runs under the radar. And I was speaking today with our assistant, Christina, that sometimes I have a repeating thought that I'm behind. But the truth is I always get everything done. Shai gets everything done. We get everything done, and we do it seamlessly. The question is whether or not I want to infuse that process with stress or not. That's the only question.
Ooh.
And the idea that I'm behind and I'm not going to get it done is a stress infuser. Now, I can't help but have that idea when I have it, but whether I listen to it is a whole other thing.
That's really good, because I've had a really busy schedule this month, and I just got back from a trip 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I do find that when I come back from trips, I'm always upset because I'm angry about what I missed, what I need to do to catch up.
Hold on.
We're going to have to get to this quickly because we're almost
okay.
at the end of the show.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, but go ahead.
You're not upset because of those things that you just said.
And you're not angry because of those things. The compression in your space, it's like squeezing a sponge. And any leftover anger and upset.
But if you didn't have upset and anger in you, then the squeezing of the sponge would not produce the upset and anger. You find good reasons to allow yourself to feel what's going on, or at least the pressure builds so you, like a zit, squeeze it out.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and that, I like that example because it's you're expressing it out has that exact effect on the people around you, and then you're constantly having to rebuild relationships that get damaged by your, quote, expressing yourself when you're upset. And so I would suggest that you don't blame the trigger as the cause of the upset, that you start looking to yourself and seeing what it is that you're feeling and allow yourself to feel it rather than express it out.
And the other thing
that'll
is...
That'll be enough to complete it, by the way,
okay.
If you don't judge it.
And it's the reverse of going. You have to expect that you're going to have more than you expect when you get back because you haven't been there to deal with things on a day-to-day level. And my friend... This is all we have for today because this show very quickly wound to an end, and if we want to say no to that, you'll just be angry.
And you know, you can be angry if you like.
And if not, you might just be enlightened.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. It's been our pleasure talking to all of you today. We really appreciate your listening to our show. Share this show with a friend. It makes a difference. And come on back next week.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.